Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Oh, yeah. The moment we've all been waiting for. Are you guys ready? I know you've been enjoying Thanksgiving. I hope you have been enjoying some turkey, some football. We got some more football getting ready to start in 28 minutes. The Dolphins and the Jets. That should be a fun poop show for the Jets. But you never know. Any given Black Friday, right? But until then, we have a massive PSA grade reveal to do. It's a group submission. I got two packages here. Let's see how many of this we can get to. Let's dig in. Let's do this. This one. There we go. Got to add to the stage. What's going on? Who we got in the chat? Joel Kaplan. What's up, man? What's up? What's good? What's good? Let's get this. Let's get this box, this package open. Just kind of tear into it, barbarian style. All right. Hope you guys did good yesterday. Lions are looking a little concerning right now. Those Jared Goff turnovers, man. What the hey, huh? McLeod, woo, baby. Gotta love that last-minute notice, right? Ron Blankenship, let's go. Card guy, what's good, man? Joel, Andrew Perry, any Black Friday wax purchases? No, but that's actually a great remembrance. Great tip, right? I mean, I'm sure if you check blowoutcards.com, they probably have some kind of Black Friday sale. Steel City Collectibles probably has one as well. Let's see. And there probably are some pretty decent Black Friday deals. What's good, Colvu? I don't know the grades. I have no clue on the grades, guys. No clue. Car Guy 20 says Fanatics had a few Black Friday sales. Davin Adams has some good ones. There you go, guys. Look at that, man. 2 minutes into the stream, you guys are learning some valuable information. Check out Davin Adams. Check out Fanatics if you're interested in some sealed wax. I'm very interested to see. We'll see if we have some time at the end. What do we got here? What is this? Is this a broken slab? Should I pull this one out first? This one's in some kind of like sleeve around it for some reason. See this? All right, let's just pull this one out first. It's my man, Brandon Ayuk. All right, Brandon Ayuk, man. Pretty quiet until towards the end of that game last night. He had that big touchdown. It was like, bink. There he is. Game over. Yeah. Woo! Congrats, Messiah. Where's Messiah? This is Manny, Messiah MVP. Him and Jordan McLeod love to go back and forth on the current 49ers quarterback, whoever that may be. But, man, check this out. He got a PSA 10 on this rookie autographs red, 23 out of 99, Brandon Ayuk. That is sweet, man. That is sweet. Congrats there. I don't know why that was in a specific sleeve. And then there's the order details. So let's just make sure. Oh no, we got another card inside. Oh my gosh, guys, these terrify me. These right here. Oh man. All right, stay tuned. We're gonna save this. This is gonna be like a little teaser. We'll save this for a little bit. Make sure you guys hit the like button on the live stream. If you're not subscribed already, make sure you subscribe. We're all things football cards, 100% dedicated, in fact, to football cards. There's some couple Jared Goffs. Football card research, football card selling tips, buying tips, fantasy football, prop betting, underdogfantasy.com, promo code Quest, best ball. Let's put these off to the side. They're kind of attached with some tape. I'm going to put them over here off the screen. Put them there. All right. Let's put this off to the side. Oh, geez. I hate to see that. Let's just dig into this stack first right here. Right off the bat, we got a couple base Donruss, or at least one, I should say. Justin Herbert, PSA 10, man. You'd love to see it. I always recommend guys get these graded because of the high PSA 10 hit rates. It's over 50%. So, you know, that's always nice. Oh, no, man. I hope that's not another scatter 23 card. He already had one Julian Edelman denied, turned back. So real quick, I'm going to turn off the brand. But before I do, remind you guys, we're part of the NoWowSeason.com sports card network. And you can visit footballcardquest.com for all of our additional content, Discord server, Keep'em web app, weekly articles, monthly giveaways, all that kind of good stuff. And check out NoWowSeason.com for any other sports card rankings, sports card strategy content. Also, check out the Sports Card Strategy YouTube channel. I'm going to turn off the branding now so we get a full picture-in-picture here. All right, next up, let's see what we got. What do we got next? Nine. You know, this is not surprised because last time we submitted a bunch of base Donruss like this, it was a 50-50, 10-9 ratio. So let's see. We got Kyle Pitts, PSA 8. Ugh. Now, this I believe these were from my man Mad Cards, and he had some issues with some of these base Donrusses. I'm surprised that this one got an 8, but We'll keep going. I'm going to set the 10s aside so we can kind of keep track of that, the 9s. All right, I'll just put the 8 there. There's a Russell Wilson, which actually this card's starting to pick up some steam right now. PSA 10, towel down Russell Wilson. There you go. That's a big time hit, especially on a 2012 first-year prism. Russ actually might finish the season pretty strong. Might have some pretty decent hype if they manage to grab a wild card spot. Super Bowl winning head coach Sean Payton. All right, here's a nice one. Oh, man, Ja'Marr Chase lost his franchise GOAT quarterback. But we get a PSA 10 on an orange laser Ja'Marr Chase. Check that out. This is where that side lighting would really make this card look good. Let's see if we pop in some side lighting over here. It's going to highlight this with some side lighting. Kind of show off that laser. Kind of blows out the label, but I like to show off that orange laser right there. So that's just some side lighting. Really helps out your listing and photographs. It takes off any type of reflection, like right there, like my face or like your phone, stuff like that when you're taking pictures. Plus, I've got these like almost flat in here. So there's another nice PSA 10. Boom, this one's a beauty, guys. Check out this 2019 TJ Hockenson rookie ticket auto. This is optic orange, got a PSA 10. Congrats. I don't remember whose everybody card is. So part of our PSA group submission, I keep track of everything in a Google sheet. But obviously, you know, these have been at PSA for 60, 70 days. So I don't remember whose everybody card is. If you're in the chat and this is one of your cards, definitely chime in. Congrats to these grades. I'm happy to see another 10 here, especially on this one. And I believe I'm going to take these off screen because I want to see what the serial number was on this card. Yeah, 19 out of 50. 19 out of 50 there. Awesome. Awesome. All right. This next one is a guy who's getting ready to return to the field. With TJ Hockenson, let's see who it is. Justin Jefferson, gold standard, rookie auto out of 25. Let's go. Come on, can we? 9. All right, still though, it's a sick card for Justin Jefferson. Pretty much any rookie auto, that's a nice card. I feel like I do need some side lighting. I wonder if I could set this up here and like have it like right like that. Oh, check that out, guys. Look at that. There we go, man. I think that looks a lot better. All right, let's see what we got next. The Brandon Ayuk rookie ticket auto blue. A 10. Bam. That's the second Brandon Ayuk we've gotten a 10 on. And I do remember because there's only like two cards that my man Messiah MVP submitted. And they're both Brandon Ayuk's. And he clearly did some pretty good pre-grading on his own there as well. Fantastic result, man. Two tens. Fantastic. All right. Up next, another TJ Hockenson. Another orange rookie ticket auto. Can we repeat on the T-Hawk too? Oh, man. Close, but no cigar on this one. Got a 9 on this second orange TJ Hockenson. This one's 42 out of 50. Just couldn't let us have it, could they? Oh, he Messiah rubs him out to Ayuk. Hey, Ayuk's a beast, man. All right, let's flip this stack over. Let's go ahead and reveal the first ones, the Kyle Pitts base Donruss. I do remember these base Donruss cards were mad cards. Man, Mark out there. So Kyle Pitts, another 9. Hopefully Kyle Pitts can get a quarterback at some point. That'll definitely help. All right, let's just go right off the stack here and see who we got. Oh, an optic holo, Joe Burrow. It's going to probably be held until next year. But can we get a 10? Can we? A 9. All right. 9. So still nice optic holo. Great card for Joe Burrow, but that's going to definitely be a hold until next season, right? All right. Next up, Joe Burrow base prism. And another 9. All right, next up, Joe Burrow, base Donruss. Surely we could get in the move in the right direction. There we go. We got us a 10. We got us a Joe Burrow 10. All right, there we go. Oh, now this is a sick card. Now I know Kenneth Walker was banged up. Didn't quite get the game from Charbonnet last night I was hoping for. He did get there on the 54 receiving yards. I'm pretty sure he did, but didn't quite get the breakout game enough for me to flip that gold disco that I purchased the other night on the live stream. But this Kenneth Walker is nice. Kenneth Walker, obviously super explosive, more explosive than Charbs, but let's see what we got on here. A 9. Yeah, we talked about this one because it had a little blemish we noticed, but it's numbered out of 5. So the scarcity, it's like, well, let's just go ahead and get it graded, get it, you know, put in a slab and roll the dice on it. But beautiful green disco, numbered a 4 out of 5, 4 out of 5 on the back. Yeah, man, 9's like kind of demoralizing because you get so close. But on a card this scarce, it's not really that much of an impact. If anything, it's probably a little bit of a boost over a raw card. But on a base card like this, Joe Burrow right here, this select base, you really, it's like 10 or bust. Hey, and we got the 10. So there you go. Got the 10 on that. That's really, really, really what you want to see on these base cards. All right. Hey, cardboard heel. Yeah, I try not to be like, you know, after doing this channel for a few years, you know, I might have done that like on an early stream, but I try and move along with the quickness, just kind of slow rolled a little bit, but then let's get right into it. Let's just pull the Band-Aid off, and you can see the ugly result here of an 8 on the Brock Purdy optic holo from 2022. Unfortunate. But I appreciate you tuning in, Cardboard Heel. Let's see what we got here. Purple Shock Brock Purdy, very popular optic parallel here. Let's see what we get on it. Hey, all right, there we go. That makes up big time for the 8. He bounced right back with a 10 on the purple shock. You'd love to see that. Now, this optic Joe Burrow is from Chronicles. But as an insert, it's actually pretty rare. This LSU, it's an optic preview from Chronicles and in a college uniform. Nice. So this one's going to hold really well with LSU collectors and even just Joe Burrow in general, because LSU 2019 season was so legendary, as you guys hear Carter talk about it, you know. So that's nice right there. Congrats on that one. All right, now we have a NFL debut, Trey Lance, golden red. Oh, man, there's nobody more there's nobody that's gone down more in value over the past year than Trey Lance. There's no way. Reactive yellow, but at least it's a 10. So if Trey Lance ever does get a starting job somewhere, you could sell this one for $50 or something, maybe. All right, next up, a base prism Justin Fields. And these 2021 prisms are super tough grades. Oh, my God, we got a 10. Like, I'm actually genuinely shocked. Yeah, I can't remember who submitted that Trey Lance. I think that was Mad Cards too, maybe. But here we go, Justin Fields base prism. This is literally less than a 10% PSA 10 hit rate for Trevor Lawrence. And I know it's higher for Justin Fields, but I still thought, like, there's a touch of off-centering. As you guys can see, I'm holding the card flat to the screen. I can't believe this Justin Fields got a 10. Like, that's shocking, but congratulations. Sick black silver prism, Jahan Dotson, rookie auto. Beautiful card. 10. All right, good. Because I was like, man, I remember examining this card. I was like, man, this card's in such great shape. This one really should get a 10. Sick card. You know, pretty much a lost season for the Commanders at this point. But, man, they're so fantasy friendly with Eric Bieniemy calling that offense. Sam Howell's been slinging it. You know, it might not always be a good pass, but he's slinging it. All right, now here we got a red optic prism. Kyle Pitts, another Kyle Pitts, 9. Oh, man, I really hope to get a 10 on this one. I think this one's serial number 2. Real quick. 48 out of 99 here. 48 out of 99 on the Kyle Pitts. All right, put that in the 9 pile. So far, the 10s are winning big time. All right, now this is a Dynagon, which is a really cool-looking set. Got the PSA 10, so you love it. Kenny Pickett obviously doesn't have a ton of fans anymore, but hopefully the new offensive coordinator can spark some life there in Kenny Pickett and George Pickens, and he can start posting Pittsburgh Steelers content on his social media feed again. And Deontay Johnson can stop arguing with coaches on the side. Hopefully Kenny Pickett can turn it around here second part of the season. These Dynagons are cool, but, you know, they're not as demanded as, say, a Prism or Optic or something like that, but I think they look really cool. I like it. It's kind of like got that thumbnail highlighter on it and great color match here. Let's see if this one's serial number. Yeah, it is. 57 out of 75. So nice. Nice. Congrats there. All right. Jamar Chase base optic. PSA 10. Let's go, baby. Let's freaking go, man. 2021 optics, prisms had such a terrible PSA 10 hit rate. Anytime you get a PSA 10 on this card, it's like it feels like you just definitely won. You definitely won, you know, especially on these cards, you know. All right. Oh, dude, the Joe Burrow optic preview in the LSU, the purple prism. Can we? Let's freaking go, baby. Let's go. Congrats, man. Oh, dude, that's sick. I'm pretty sure that is Man, who was this? Who's man? I'm gonna have to go look it up now. It's gonna drive me crazy. I'll look it up after we're done, though. I'm just pumped right now that this purple optic preview, Joe Burrow. It's unfortunate that the wrist is gonna hold him out the rest of the season, but man, that one's not 94 out of 99 too. Nice, nice, man. All right, yeah, I know Andrew Perry. I thought Scatter 23. You guys' logos are pretty similar. But let's check it out. Purple Brandon Ayuk select here. Purple Prism, PSA 9. All right, now we got a couple 2016. These last two are Jared Goff, who just pooped the bed yesterday. against the Packers on Thanksgiving, Jared Goff. Not cool, man. You really gave Lions fans a bad day. But let's see what we got on this card. PSA 10. All right. Not bad for a 2016 cardboard pen pals. Like, you would think it'd be really hard to gem this card, but we examined the heck out of these. I examined them super closely and collaborated with everybody who submitted on any flaws that I found before submitting them. And the great thing is, you see there's a couple specs. I don't know if you can see that, but there's a couple specs missing in the auto. So I'm under the impression, like, if you're submitting a manufactured certified auto card to Panini, where it says the autograph is guaranteed by Panini on the back, I don't really think you should grade the auto, because if the auto comes back a 9, then that's going to detract from that right there. Sometimes it helps, though, because the card will get a 9, the auto will come back a 10. So then it's like a little bit of, you know, perception illusion. But in this case, yeah, this is like, I think, ideal right here, just a PSA 10. So, all right, we got one more Jared Goff, and this one is PSA 10 based honors. So nice, especially on a 2016 based honors. And the centering on this looked great, top to bottom, left to right. So congrats. Hopefully the Lions just don't totally fall apart here and they can get their season back together and still make the playoffs and everything. So let's see how we're looking here. All right, game doesn't start for 8 minutes. Let's check this out, though. Like, just in this batch alone, This is the 9s. This is the 10s. Like, look at that, dude. We crushed it on this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. I think that's 18 10s to 3, 6, 9 9s. So that's a 2-to-1 ratio there. And then 2 8s. So overall, fantastic results from PSA. Out of that box. Now, I think I have I do have another package here from PSA. I'm not sure if these are football cards, though, because honestly, you know, the premium members send me baseball cards, basketball cards. I'll submit them for you guys. I don't care. I didn't pre-grade all of them on screen, but you know, I'm not gonna. I even have some Star Wars cards here. Shout out to my man. Snorlax Hunter. So we got another one, guys. Encore. Oh, before we do that, I promised we would do the card inside from PSA. Let's see what this is. Jeez. I dread these, man. What is this? Extra card. Do not process. Did I? I might have accidentally sent them a Jalen Hurts based honors. Just like, dude, I just have like Jalen Hurts based honors cards floating around here everywhere. Seriously, like just like on top of my printer. There's another one. You know, it's like based honors Jalen Hurts everywhere. I bought a lot of them a couple of years ago when they were like pennies on the dollar. I just have a bunch of them. So I accidentally must have included this in the submission. Well, okay, this is actually good. The best case scenario here. It wasn't on the submission form, but I put it in the package somehow. Okay. All right. Well, appreciate that PSA, because I guess they could have unethically just kept that and not sent it back or something. Yeah, let's put these off right here to the side. Let's put these off. All right. So what we got in here. I'll say, you know, going through the baseball cards that got sent in, primarily from one submitter, Mad Cards. I think some were from our friend Lars over in Germany. But most of the baseball cards, modern baseball cards manufactured from Topps, seem to be in pretty good condition. Some of them, especially the Bowmans, had that standard bow in the card that you see a lot in Bowman cards. But most of them were in really good condition. Let's put that off to the side. It's a pretty sight. A bunch of slabs. All right. Let's see this. We We can go through this in a few minutes. Yeah, these are the baseball cards. I don't know much about these guys at all. I have no clue about who some of these guys are. But that's why I am dedicated 100% to football cards. Believe it or not, I played baseball for I played baseball for like 8 years growing up. I think I played it so much as a kid. And then I got into football big time when I got into high school and played in ninth grade, and then didn't play after that because I became like a kind of a degenerate teenager. But anyways, James Wood right off the bat, Bowman first, PSA 10. All right, that's a good start. That's a good start. Marcelo Mayer with the chrome, the refractor first. 9. Okay. 1 for 1 here. Another James Wood, a Bowman first, got the 10. Yeah, I remember Mark submit quite a few of these base Bowman first here. And they seemed like pretty decent cards. Like, I figured the gem rate's got to be at least the same as a base Donruss. So far, we got 2 10s. Here's a Jackson Churio, another 10. There you go. Some of the same set, man. You guys would know more about these than me, but Bobby Witt Jr., Casey Royals. I like the mojo, you know, that steel, like, it's almost like a steel toolbox type finish on it is what I call it. But I think they call that a mojo. Sick finish on the card here. And you got the first and everything. Oh, man, got the 9, though. So far, paper, 3 10s, chrome, 2 9s. Oh, this one was big. Dudes, people were like, don't crack this one out and resubmit it, because this was an SGC 9.5. We cracked it out. We resubmitted it to PSA. Oh, man, came back a 9. It was an SGC 9.5, if I remember correctly. You guys might remember better than me. I have to go back and view the video, but I almost was almost positive this was an SGC 9.5. And we cracked it out and resubmitted to PSA, rolled the dice. But no, we got the 9. Man. I think the 9's what, $500 card, and the 10's like $1,000 card. The 9 may be a little bit lower now after that last loss from KC. You know, Mahomes has definitely gone through a midseason dip this year. So if you believe he goes to the Super Bowl and wins, it is a good time to buy him. Jackson Churio, 10. Another base paper Bowman. Another Jackson Churio, 10. Man, these base paper Bowman first guys are just high 10 rate on them so far. The chrome first, a 9. Look at that, dude. Paper's killing chrome right now. What do you guys think this one gets? The 1989 Barry Sanders. It had a little bit of whitening right there. A 6. Now, when it comes to these older cards, it's all about grade chasing, right? Because it's so hard to get a 10. It's so hard to get. Very few of them. And very few cards, rookie cards for these players. So it's all about the grade, and people chase the grades. The higher the grade, the more valuable. So it's like, 6 is terrible. But, yeah, a card from 1989, man. Who knows everything this card went through. All the boxes this card has seen. Ellie De La Cruz. That's a 10. All right. There you go, man. There's a chrome 10. Haven't seen too many chrome 10s, so there's one. That light's going to light's a little bright there. James Wood first. Another 10. Paper's crushing the 10s. Roki Sasaki. Tops chrome. PSA 10, there you go. That's a true Topps Chrome, but I don't see a rookie card logo or nothing like that. All right, another awesome football iconic card here. 1998 Topps draft picks. Peyton Manning jumping through the air, throwing a pass. This is a cool card. Got a 7. Man, I thought this one would get an 8. I know we had a couple flaws on it, but I was really hoping this one get an 8. What's going on with our light? Let's see if we can. You kind of like, if it's a base paper card, you kind of don't need the light as much. All right. That's unfortunate. Kobe Bryant, rookie? 7. But man, these older cards from the 90s are all getting destroyed right now. 7. Another Kobe Bryant rookie rage from Collector's Edge. 8. Man, okay. I guess that's what we got to expect. Got to set our expectations lower for these 90s, huh? Cool card, though. I like that one. That's a sick design. 8. 96 Collector's Edge. James Wood Chrome. 9. Jackson Holiday. Lava Bowman. Non-first. 9. That's a Chrome card. All right. Ooh. John Elway, what is it, 1986? John Elway rookie, Topps rookie? Or 84, excuse me. PSA 7. Ugh. PSA 7. Iconic card. And a Corbin Carroll Mojo 9. Wow. So, 90s and older cards got destroyed in this submission. Got destroyed in this submission with low grades 6, 7, 7, 8, 7. The Mahomes rookie, rated rookie, a 9. And looks like game is kicked off. That's our cue. Which one looked like a 10 to you, Cardboard Hugh? Make sure you guys hit the like button on this this live stream. I appreciate you guys. I might be back later because I want to open some more stuff. But I got to get some lunch, man. Watch some football. Good luck, everybody. If you're a Dolphins fan, you're probably feeling pretty good right now. Enjoy your Black Friday. Check out the Elway. Yeah, man. Okay, the Elway. Let's see this Elway. Looks pretty good, but I can see, like, just off-centering top to bottom, right? You got off-centering top to bottom there. And, yeah, I'm not sure why. I guess it's just, man, they really ding centering because otherwise you're right. The card itself does look pretty good. I know you're seeing it in 720p, but the card itself looks pretty good. All right, guys, I appreciate you, Joel. Scatter. Cardboard, Heel, McLeod. Yeah, you might be able to. You might be able to, McLeod. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. I'll see you soon. Peace.